Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Mitchell Freeway southbound is slow at Whitfords Avenue, Reed Highway, Cedric Street to Hutton Street. Kwinana Freeway northbound is busy. Busy. South Street to Cranford Avenue, Manning Road to Canning Highway. Grand Palmer Freeway, Kirsty, what's it doing? Oh, you're not on.
It's moving well.
No delays.
Oh, no delays. I always forget that one.
Northbridge Tunnel, moving well.
Moving well in both directions.
That's the latest from Main Roads. Yes.
Okay. Oh, yes. All right. Now, last week, Dan,
yes.
You shared an epiphany when you dropped your little girl, Ruby, to school. What was it?
Yeah. So I was looking around, a lot of real fit dads, a lot of real fit units, and I am not a fit unit. Not any stretch of imagination, but I definitely have realized now that I am in my 30s, I'm slowing down.
Mm.
And that's because of my own problems, that I don't try to speed up.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so what has happened since that last week?
So what's happened since then is me and Leon, Leon and I, and Sean, one of the other guys here, have got together and had a bit of a brainstorm. And we've found someone, Kirsty. We have found Ray from Raw Fitness. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh.
He's a fellow Canadian as well. That's
what?
The best part. Ray, I am tentatively excited about my fitness journey with you, sir. And I'm glad it's you and no one else.
Perfect. Oh, I'm going to take good care of you, Dan.
Oh, so can you, Ray, can you just give us a little bit, for the family to hear a little bit about your background, what are your qualifications for helping Dan get fit?
Have you seen a picture of him? That's his qualifications.
I used to play professional indoor lacrosse, and then was really into the training aspect of the whole thing and really fell in love with that during my career. And so after my lacrosse career ended, it was an easy transition for me to kind of get into the fitness space. So I found CrossFit, and that was about 14 years ago, and been doing CrossFit ever since.
Now, CrossFit, what is CrossFit? Because It sounds intense. Dan's looking a little bit pale just hearing you talk. So what is CrossFit?
So the definition of CrossFit is high-intensity functional movement. It's functional movement performed at high intensity. So it's a GPP program, so general physical preparedness. We're going to get him prepared for his goal here at the end.
Okay, all right. Well, look, we're not gonna give the goal away yet, Ray. What we're gonna do is actually we're gonna throw to a song, and then are you cool to hang around?
Yes,
for
we've got
a song
some more questions.
We'll
I've got so many questions, Ray.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back after this one with Ray. We are back with a trainer Ray from Raw Fitness, my fitness Sherpa.
Sherpa.
And I'm ready.
Have you ever been called that before, Ray?
No, that's a first.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to come up with many names, Ray, and some of them hopefully are positive. Depends how hard you work me. Stop it, you slave driver. No, it's going to be fun. So, Ray, you and I are meeting up this afternoon to go through the plan for the next term of what's going to be, you know, ultimately a goal at the end, which I'm going to say it now.
Yeah, come on. Let's share. What is the goal?
Okay, so the goal at the end of the term, Leon and I discussed a good goal.
Because I don't really know how long is worth, you know, working towards.
Yeah, well, maybe a reform of Pilates class might be my goal. Who knows?
True.
No, my goal at the end of the term is to do a mini triathlon.
A mini-me triathlon.
We're going to do a mini triathlon at the end of the term, which we're trying to plan to be a show.
Yes.
So you guys might be able to come down and watch me. But so a swim.
Yep.
A bike ride and a run.
Oh, wow. Okay, now, Ray, you've just spoken to Dan, haven't you?
He has not met me in person.
Yeah, that's it. No, we haven't met in person yet.
Okay, so you're going to meet this afternoon, but I'm interested to know, do you think that is a goal that he could, just from talking to him, achieve in that amount of time?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, all right, well, today...
That's all the confidence I need.
Yeah, great. See, he's a great coach.
I believe in you, Dan.
Yes!
If you don't believe in yourself, I believe in you.
Thanks,
he's
Ray.
Feeling more pumped already, Dan, yes. Ray. Now, what are you guys... So what's this afternoon going to look like with you two, like when you first meet? What are you going to go through?
Just a basic chat. Just, you know, kind of go over his fitness experience.
And that'll be a short conversation.
No, fickle. It's a brief chapter. Yep.
And maybe some movement assessment stuff, just see how he moves.
Okay. Well, after watching him yesterday trying to do some Winter Olympics stuff.
Okay, Ray, you are a Canadian, as am I. Guess what? Yesterday we went and played curling.
Oh, really?
And it is so much harder than
it looks.
Any of us were expecting.
Yes.
But I figured it's
extremely hard.
It's so hard. That can be part of the goal. Maybe it's swimming, running, bike riding, and
curling.
And a round of curling. All right. Well, Ray, we are going to let you go.
Super excited about this. And we will keep the family informed.
Yeah,
and I'm looking forward to meeting you, Ray. Now, can you just, can I just get your hot? How tall are you?
6 foot 4, so I think that's like 193 centimeters.
I'm not a short person.
Can I ask, have you ever trained with the Hemsworth brothers or anything? Because you sort of appear to look like you would fit in really well with their sort of training.
Yeah. I'll take a selfie this afternoon.
I appreciate you saying that, but I don't know the Hemsworth brothers personally,
but I appreciate
you saying that.
Okay. All right. Well, we are looking forward to this journey. You have a great day, Ray, and looking forward to your catch up with Dan this afternoon.
All right. You guys have a good day too.
Oh. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.